You have a Shmos for Hashem for a moment. So, beginning of this week's parsha, you'll see, and I showed it to you. And the one who said this, he saw really outright. I saw many years ago in the Sefer Kedushas Levi. I mentioned it last week. Kedushas Levi. I once or twice have looked in that Sefer. Actually, more than once or twice, I have to own the Sefer. But I saw that he had a whole, almost like a mini dissertation on this issue. He's the Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditcher. And he has some very, very, very beautiful Torah. I can't talk about the Hasidus, but this is not a Hasidus. Okay, I don't know why you are reacting as you are, but I'm saying he has this Shtikl Torah. He comments on this Sifrei. The Sifrei Rashi calls the beginning of Matos. That the difference is he Moshe Rabbeinu. Shem Nevi'im, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Zeh Adov Asher Tzivu Hashem. And other Nevi'im said, Koham Hashem. And I think I showed it to you, and he re-explains what Chazal say, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw everything by Spaklaya Meira. Others saw Baspaklaj interview. You know what that means? The Maril Diskin, I think I mentioned, the Shulay Diskin claims that when a person, you have a mirror, or you have a glass, let's use that as an example, and so one person can see through the glass, and can see everything very clearly. Others, the glass is somewhat colored, or somewhat opaque, not with the same clarity as the person, the other individual that I mentioned. So that's Madim Zimosh Rabbeinu and Shalavim. He saw things exactly as they were. That's, by the way, the language of Zeh Adova, Asher Tziva Hashem Limon. It's called Aspaklah Yamira. That's what he says, Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditcher. The Kedushas Levi. Mashenke, El Nevi'im, Yerusha together, Koham Hashem. I think I showed you in all these parshas, the Shmos, the Eir, and Bo. Can I just show it to you again, just because you don't trust me, obviously. In Perigimel, look in Perigimel right away. Okay, I'll start over there. Perigimel, Pasuk Yudala. You have it? Did you begin with Shmos? So it says here, Ko Somer Al B'nei Yisrael. Who's talking? Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is, by the way, Rashi says over here, that Moshe Rabbeinu at this point was what? Tiron B'nevuah. I told you that word. It's an English word. T-Y-R-O-N. You don't believe me? Maybe you want to look it up because you don't trust me. He's not here, Rafi. You look it up. Oh, you look it up, Alex. What is it, Tiron B'nevuah? My father thought, what?
Anonis,
correct. That's what the word in Hebrew also means. So which came first, the English or the Hebrew? My father was very into that. He pointed that out to me. That the word Tiro, the Rashi quotes over here, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Perek Dalet here, Pasuk Chafes. It says, Ko Amar Hashem B'ni B'chor Yisrael. He's told to tell Paro. And a bit later, Perek Hei, Pasuk Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. That's in Shmos. So you see that three times, four times, the language of Kol Hashem is used by Moshe Rabbeinu. So Kanireh, Rashi says he was a Tiro Menevuah. He was not yet ready for the highest level of Nevuah. And then in Parshas Vayera again, look at Perek Zayin, here Pasuk Tes Zayin. V'amati lo Hashem Elokei, Ha'irim Shlachani Yelech Aleimor, Shalachas Amib Yabduni Bamidbar, Hinei Lo Shamata Ako, Kol Hashem, Hinei Anochi Makeh B'amata Hashem Yodi, Alamayim Hashem Ha'or, V'nechu L'dam. The Makkah of Dam is preceded by Koham Hashem. And then in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chavot. So here it says, Boal Paro, Shalach Hasami V'Yavduni, Koham Hashem, the Tzadeya. By Orov, Perches, Pasuk Tezayin. Here it says, Koham Hashem, Okei Avim, Shalach Hasami V'Yavduni. What I'm just showing you is that Moshe Rabbeinu also began the way other Nevi'im ultimately became. They became a Koham Hashem people, and Moshe Rabbeinu, obviously he graduated from there to a Madrega of Zeh Adovah Asher Tziva Hashem, which the Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditcher explains means Moshe Rabbeinu could be a Navi with incredible precision. Zeh Adovah Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor. Exactly what I'm showing you and what I'm seeing, that's exactly what it is. And the others only can speak in terms of what Koham Hashem, more or less, both in Klali, this is what it is. That's the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Shem Levin. But he was also like that at the very outset. So when did he come, what he became? So the Ramban and the Rambam, everyone only showed him right. He only became a full-fledged, authentic Navi of the caliber of Moshe Rabbeinu when? Not before. Yeah.
I understand how it's totally on the madriga of the person, but shouldn't it be that, wouldn't it be beneficial for Hashem to have been as clear, as out, like, as obvious as possible, considering that these were things, these are messages to Klal Yisrael of things to do. It's not like, it doesn't, what does it help for Hashem to hide himself? That
I think that a Navi does not become a Navi overnight. The way Chazal, the Rambam also describes this in Perek Zayin, the Sodei HaTorah, the Tanakh speaks about Bnei HaNaviim. What are the Bnei HaNaviim? They are people who were apprenticed. Is that the proper terminology? They're apprenticed to a full-fledged Navi. And in order to become a Navi, you know, the Rambam writes about the Nevuah. The Rambam says at the highest of levels, a Navi is someone who essentially has no Yetzer Hara. He has conquered his Yetzer Hara. He has no sensual desires, nothing of a nature which would be obviously something that is unconscionable, unacceptable, inappropriate. He's reached the highest level, and that takes years. I don't think it happens overnight. That's what even Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't have to, you know, see, he wrote that sefer that caused the whole stir, the making of a gogol. So he put him in Cherem, Rav Nosson Kamenetsky. What was his thesis? His thesis was that a gogol is not born a gogol overnight. It's a process. You have to become a gogol. And Gadol Yisrael also have to overcome Yitzharim, all kinds. They also have Yitzharim. What, they don't have Yitzharim? Only I have Yitzharim. No one else. They also have Yitzharim. They have desires when they're younger. It's a very famous, I don't know, you're probably not familiar with it because you're not into this kind of literature, but Rav Yaakov Emden, maybe you've heard of him. Yeah, the only thing you know about Rav Yaakov Emden is the Machlokes with Rav Yosef Eberschitz. You probably heard about it if you hang around Rabbi Wittenstein, so you'll hear about these things. Rav Yaakov Emden, when he was younger, was challenged by many challenges that you would not believe could happen to a gogol of that stature. He wrote a sefer when he was a young man, I think in his teens, about these challenges. I'm talking about challenges of, shall we say, how shall I put it in a nice way? Members of the opposite gender. Could you believe such a thing? Rav Yaakov Emden. Only Dolly Adon. So that sefer, they tried to remove it, because they didn't want people to think that someone of that stature had these issues. But he did.
Why did they want to remove that?
Because, unfortunately, we're living in an era where people want to depict Gedolim as Malchei HaShareis, which many of them are, but they weren't born that way. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zerzag Dibracha, Rav Shafat Zerzag Dibracha, again, I assume they were obviously fine people, I'm sure from the very outset, I've no doubt. But in his book, The Making of the Gogol, that's what he tries to show. Adnasa Kamenetsky, Baruch Chaim Arukim, a son of Yaakov, tries to show that these Gedolim also had Yitzharim, and they had challenges that they had to confront and face, and they had to overcome, just like all of us have to overcome all kinds of challenges. Many, many fine Shana Al students come here, and they have challenges they have to overcome, and they become Shana Bet students, and over a period of time, they become outstanding B'nai Torah. That's Lahabdil, B'nai Anavim, that's what I'm asking. I'm telling you, Alex. There's no way that even Moshe Rabbeinu, we're not talking about the miraculous events. We're talking about a person who went through the system and has to grow. And that's what happens. And then Moshe Rabbeinu also, you see, Moshe Rabbeinu also, Moshe Rabbeinu also, at the very beginning, Kamar Hashem. He wasn't yet a Navi. He became that Navi in Matan Torah. That's what he writes also, the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu became a Navi. By the way, I don't know, you undoubtedly have familiar with the Pesukim, but you're not sufficiently familiar with the Pesukim. You have to come more familiar with that. But you see, Vayamina Bashem and Moshe Abdo. That's a level of Nevuah. I'm talking about the Shira. But yet, was not yet the level of Madrega of the Gam Bechod Yamina Liola. That's by Matan Torah. Here it says, Vayamina Bashem Moshe Abdo, by the Shira. And then a little bit later, the Perek Yutes of Yisro, it says, "Ve'yaminu." I'm sorry, "Ve'gam bechol yaminu liola." That means a nevuah that was now well grounded and well founded The Nevuah of the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Did the Gedolim themselves wanted this book put in the Karim? Did they know if it was in their scrolls?
I cannot answer that question. I don't know. I have to ask Rabbi Wittstein about this. He will give you insight. He's familiar with all these issues.
So Shiva read the Sefer before it was put in the Karim, no?
It was not. I didn't say it was put in the Karim. Oh, not Beggar the Gedolim?
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, Rabbi Shiva write the story?
I own the Sefer. It's two volumes. It was supposed to be six volumes, and only two came out, unfortunately, because of what happened. It's chaval, because his whole intention was just to show that Gedol Yisrael are normal people. They have ups and downs and zigzags and all kinds of things. Of course, they get to where they got much quicker than I did, and that's why they became Gedol Yisrael, as opposed to people like myself, or like Tani Yisrael. I'm just saying, but that's because you have to... You have to go through. Everyone has challenges. There's no doubt that it's hard. No, without, and we see Moshe Rabbeinu. I think I also mentioned this last time. I don't recall that Moshe Rabbeinu. We see that. By the way, this you sort of found also in the Archaim HaKadosh, and I think he also writes like this in Sefer Yikarim, Rabbi Yosef Albo. They all point this out. They all point out that there's a Gemara in Brachos. I think I mentioned it also. The Gemara says by the remember the Chayin Egon, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu Lech Rei. He tells him to go down. Why? So the Gemara says that Hashem tells him, I only gave you Gedula because of Klal Yisrael. Now that Klal Yisrael committed a chet, the chet ego, lech rei, migdulasa. So what does that mean, lech rei? So many Rishonim, Rechaim HaKadosh, and others interpreted that Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer ad madrega of Aspak Lai Amira. That's why right after the chet, it says here, Toma Hashem, Elokei Yisrael. Once again, Moshe Rabbeinu was in the high Madrega, and now he's going down. Back to Toma Hashem. That's what the Archaim HaKadosh is Medayik for the Lashon Pesukim. Very beautiful there. Because he was no longer, since the whole Nevuah level that was given to him because of Klal Yisrael. Now the Klal Yisrael no longer at that level, so goodbye, Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer at that level. But there's no question that all Gedol Yisrael have to go through the same kind of tests and challenges that everyone else has to go through, and they're not exempt from it, they're not immune from it, that's for sure. And what I wanted to show you here in the many psukim, I don't know if you have a Tanakh, we can just look at a few psukim, yeah. I'm sorry, we can just look at a few psukim, you'll see what I'm referring to in terms of the level of Moshe Rabbeinu and how you see that it was a process as opposed to something that happened overnight. Let me just show you, let's have a few psukim already. In Shmos, if you have a paragraph of days in Shmos, Pasuk Lamed. See, Paragraph of Bids is in the Chet HaEgel context. So there it says, Vahivi Macharas. Yeah, that? Perak Lamed Beis Pasuk Lamed. This is the Gavs of Moshe Rabbeinu. Even after the Chet HaEgel, Vayom Moshe Elam, Atem Chatosim Chato Gedola. You know what Rashi learns. What was the Chet according to Rashi? Three Averis. The cardinal sins they violate. That's how that Moshe Rabbeinu learned. What did Moshe Rabbeinu learn? That was not the cheder. Okay, Rashi is based on Midrashim. They killed Chor, and they did a lot of things that were not very, shall we say, of a positive nature. It's all based on Midrashim. But the simple pshat, the way the Ramban said, they went into a panic. They're leaderless, correct? Their leader disappears, and right away, people who don't have a leader are in a panic situation. As a result, they did something which was a little bit, shall we say, crazy, cockeyed, but they did it because of the fact they were panic-stricken. So here, but the Pasuk tells us, what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? You committed a great sin. Unbelievable. Moshe Rabbeinu has the ability to go and say to the people, I'm going to go up, and guess what? I have the ability to achieve kapara. Astounding statement. I can achieve kapara for you and I can go ahead and your sins will be expiated. I think we saw once, if you have Yirmiyahu for a moment again, there's a famous parak in Yirmiyahu where you have a Navi Sheker. He was originally a Navi Emes, but then he became a Navi Sheker, parak of Ches of Yirmiyahu. The Navi talks about this Hananya. He's a very, very famous Navi that here Yirmiyahu is preaching doom and gloom. Chubin HaMikdash, and Chubin Yerushalayim, and Chubin everything. And this Navi says, what are you talking about? This Navi comes along and says, no, everything is going to be wonderful. Everything is going to be beautiful. And this is a fundamental machlokes between Yirmiyahu and this Navi. And of course, obviously, at the end, it turns out that this Navi turns out to be a total, what does he call it, your president? Fake news. Love that bullshit. I can't get over that guy. I should know Amir. I happen to like him. You know why? I said why. Because he was Shalayim. That to me, he won me over. And even Rubashkin, also, even though I don't fully understand what all this dancing about, I asked the Mendel, what exactly is everyone going crazy? He's everywhere, this guy. I mean, at the end, he was only parted. He wasn't parted, he was commuted, in a sense. There were Averis that were involved. I don't know the nature of the Averis. I was told, one of the Averis, she would tell me he's a convicted felon, which sounds pretty severe. But certainly wasn't worthy of 27 years in prison, given what he did. Absolutely excessive, beyond excessive. Anyway, I'm just giving you a few more examples. I want to show you that the passage that I alluded to earlier, Bamidbar, look back at Bamidbar, I did the Perek Yubeis over there, where the Baloscha. So there also you see another example of this incredible Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu. And they argue they're also Nevi'im, and Hashem rejected their particular position. And it says, by the way, take a look over there, just 1 second, if you remember the Psukim. Look at the end of Baloscha, you have it? The end of Baloscha, where it says Hashem's reaction to their statement. Perek Yubeis, you have it? Moshe obviously separated from his wife. Moshe had to separate from his wife because Moshe had to be literally tohor at all times so Hashem could speak to him. Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability, one telephone call right away, speaking to Hashem is Baruch. That is a madrega that requires Tara. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to separate from his wife. But Miriam reported it to Aaron, and they were both critical of him, and she was punished with Saras. And here the pasuk says, "Va'ish Moshe Anamav b'kol Adam Asher p'nei Adam." It didn't go to his head. Obviously, he remained the unbelievable honor that he was. And I mentioned earlier that also, when you see Gedol Yisrael, you ever met Moshe Feinstein, that's how, what an honor. Literally, you can say to him this pasuk, "Va'ish Moshe Anamav b'kol Adam Asher p'nei Adam." Our salvation is ourselves. Unbelievable, another, you know, none of this braggadocio stuff, none of it. And the only so that we know are all like that. All the ones that you know, Rav Sack Shlita, Rav Sapolsky Shlita, Rav Twersky Shlita, the whole group of that. And tremendous another, unbelievable another. The more a person knows, the more you become an honor. But anyway, here the Torah describes what Hashem did. If you take a look at Pasuk Dalai, Hashem Pisom, and Moshe Aaron and Miriam, Tzu Shlashem and Olmeid, and Shimon of the Baroi, Lochein Abdi Moshe, Bechol Beisi Nehmanu, Peh Peh Adabibo, Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, Peh Al Peh, Ponim Al Ponim, what does that mean? Literally, a direct Ponim Encounter, Umare Velo Vechidos, the Gemara says, and Chazal say, Kashi Dabi Shemayel, Moshe can speak to Hashem the way I speak to you. That's an astounding level, astounding Madrega, that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved, that no other Navi achieved. Everyone is always there, as the Torah says, Bechidos, and here Moshe Rabbeinu, Tumunas Hashem Yabit, literally, that there's a confrontation, or an encounter, I should say, rather, between Moshe and the light. Like, not only that, you look at the end of Dvarim, in Perek Lamadal, look at the end of Dvarim for a second, when Moshe Rabbeinu died also, you see that similar kind of quality. Perek Lamadal, take a look at Pasuk Yud. So at the end of the Torah, it says, "Yeshua ben Nun, Malo Yuach Chacham, Ki Samach Moshe Es Yodav Alav, Vayishmu Yilav Ben Yisrael, Vayasu Kasher Tzivu Hashem Es Moshe, Velo Kam Navi O B'Yisrael Ke Moshe, Asher Yidav Hashem Panim El Panim." Unbelievable. And here you see, and even earlier, look back in Shemos, since I'm just showing you Pesukim, look back in Shemos in Perek Lamed Gimel, which talks about the Cheder Egel again. So there, you have actually a discussion about the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk says over there, "Kizem Moshe Aish, Asher Alonu Meretz Yisrael Lo Yadanu Mehayolo." That's when they tell Aaron to make a create an ego. In Paraglam and Gilam pasuk Zayin here in Shemos, Moshe Yikach Es Oel V'Notol Mechutz Amachane Voyakum Mavakish Hashem Yetzel Oel Moyer Hashem Mechutz Amachane Voyakum Moshe Oel Amad Amud Haonan The Amar Pesach Oel V'Diber Moshe Baruch Kolom. People saw exactly the level of Madrega, Moshe Rabbeinu. We divar Hashem and Moshe, ponim el ponim kashir davi yishameyu. So this is really incredible. They themselves, Kal Yisrael, saw the Madrega, Moshe Rabbeinu. By other Nevi'im, you don't see anything of this sort. Obviously, Dafka by Moshe Rabbeinu, you see that this incredible level, and even just to show you again, look at Shmos Yutes for a second. Again, Shmos Yutes by Matan Torah. Just, if you don't mind, just showing you a few psukim here and there. Shmos Yutes, which is in Parshas Yisro. Shmos Yutes, Perek Tes. So here the Torah says, Vayom HaShem HaMoshe, Hine Anochi Boi Lecha B'Yav HaOnam, Babu Yishmahom B'Dabi Yimach, Ligam Becha Yaminu La'olam. Unbelievable. So the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu was a Madrega which is absolutely incomparable, unparalleled. Now, even in Dvarim, to look back at Dvarim, so there also in Perek, when Hashem, in effect, tells Moshe Rabbeinu to give, to transfer the authority to Yeshua ben Nun. So this is in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud. You have that? I don't know if you have the Tanakh there. Perek Lamed Aleph, you gave me your Tanakh. Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud. So there you'll see. Vayitam Moshe Osam Leimor. Vayom Hashem. First Moshe calls Yeshua. Then Hashem tells Moshe, "Enkav Yomechal Amos." I'm reading Pasuk Gedal now. Cross Yeshua. Vayisyatsu Boel Moed. Vayelch Moshe Yeshua. Vayisyatsu Boel Moed. Vayira Hashem Boel Amun Anon. Amun Amun Anon Pesach Oel. Hashem tells Moshe, "You're going to die," and he tells him futuristically what's going to happen. People will worship Avodah Zarah, and they'll be hesed upon him, and all that. And the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu was obviously trying to transmit, or if you will, to the extent that he could, he wants Yeshua ben Nun to be his Amali Boko. But I'm just showing you all these places. You see the unbelievable level of Madrega of Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu. Look in Kisisa again at the end of Perek Lamed Aleph in Kisisa. There you have another very famous parsha, where the Torah speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu had to put a mask on his face. Masr al ponav. Why? It says, "Hinei karat or ponav b'davar ito." How do you translate karat or ponav? There's a kind of Shechina on Moshe Rabbeinu. What?
That represents the Torah Shabbat.
That's a Chazal.
She wrote about it in Yerushalayim.
I did. That is correct. Wow, that's from Rav Soloveitchik. He actually has there's a whole. He wrote a whole story about this. But I'm just saying it, that you see, or another example, going back to Bamidbar. Where was that found in Bamidbar? Here in Perek Yudalid. Look at Perek Yudalid and Bamidbar. You'll see this also. Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Yudalid. There it mentions. Hashem tells Moshe, this is after, there is in Parsha Shlach, the Baraglim story, Hashem tells Moshe, how long are the people going to provoke me? Adoni, Natsuni, Amazeh, etc. And Hashem tells him, let me go ahead and essentially destroy Klal Yisrael and make from you a great nation. By the way, Moshe says, you can't do that, it'll be a Tol Hashem. V'shamu Mitzrayim, ki heli so v'kolchach haso amazeh v'kirbo. Everyone's going to say, v'yomel yoshiv aratz hazos. Shamu ki ato Hashem v'karav amazeh. Yes, they heard that Hashem is with Klal Yisrael. Asher ayin b'ayin nira ato Hashem. What does that mean? Ayin b'ayin. That you, in effect, appear eye to eye. V'anon chomin alayim v'yamun ona ato lech l'nem yomon v'yamun ha'ish loyim. If you go ahead and kill the people in one fell swoop, the Goyim will say, what a chil Hashem. Hashem couldn't take Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. That's why he decided to go ahead and destroy them. But again, I'm just showing you that here you see very clearly many, many times again and again and again the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, but again, it wasn't something that happened overnight. There's no way it could happen overnight. It was a slow process, similar to B'nai HaNeviim, and also the Chazal tell us, actually, even the snap, you want to look at the snap for a moment, this week's Parsha, since we are reading Shmos is coming, take a look, I want to read the Pesukim about the snap, which I think are also very revealing, with reference to this issue. I'm reading the Paragimel. You have that? Umoshe, you have that? Umoshe ha'ero eson Yisrael chosno koin minyon. Vayina gesatzon acha amidbar. Vayobel har elokim chaveva. Now, just to show you, this is prior to Moshe Rabbeinu becoming the Navi par excellence. You see it in the Pesukim. Vayiro malach Hashem ilo b'labas eish b'toch asneh. So, firstly, who appears to Moshe Rabbeinu? A malach. Not Hashem. Obviously the snare is completely burning, but was not consumed. Let me take a look what's going on here. Why is the bush not burning? Don't get too close. Because the place is Admas Kodesh. And I asked Moshe Panam, Ki Yarim, you have the Elohim? That clearly is not the ideal Madrega, Moshe Rabbeinu. What does he do? He hides his face from Hashem. He's frightened. That is not where Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately was going to be, where it would be Panim al Panim, Tumas Hashem Yabid, no fear whatsoever. Here, at this point, this is still early on in his career. So Moshe Rabbeinu is still frightened. And the Torah goes on to describe what Hashem told him. And again, now we have more of a dialogue, but it's interesting here also, I assume you're probably familiar with this, the discussion that takes place here is very much with a lot of, and here you have to look at the Shemus of Hashem. I don't know how much you've examined the Shemus of Hashem in your studies, but the Rishonim have a lot to say about different Shemus of Hashem, and also they represent, obviously, in terms of the Madregas and the Vuah, Moshe Rabbeinu, different levels of Nevuah. Okay, this is it. I don't know if there was a Rambam here. I will show you something else, but I don't have a Rambam. Is there a Rambam there? Okay, look, I'll just for a second. Thank you. Rambam, I just want to read one part of the Rambam, very fascinating Rambam, in the Soviet Torah. There's no Rambam here? Oh, but Chelik Al, they don't have? It would take a long time, or just you need Yisrael Yatara. Never mind, Chelik Aleph. I'll read part of the Rambam there. It's relevant to this issue.
Isn't
the word supposed to,
at least I would like
Dr. Knopf,
isn't the word supposed to be something that's really done in private?
No, but I'm talking about Maimon HaSinai. That specifically was done, that it clearly, you know, the Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi writes in Kuzari, that's one of the reasons that we are very certain of our religion, because it was a Nevuah that was transmitted in front of 600,000 plus people, as opposed to other religions where everything is private. It came out, every religion that we are familiar with, I'm talking about Catholicism, talking about Islam, they're all individuals who somehow are operating with this prophetic kind of spirit, but it was all, shall we say, done within the private purview of that individual, as opposed to us. We have a kind of Kabbalah, thank you, we have a kind of Kabbalah Ne'emenis that 600,000 plus people witnessed these events. That's one of his rayas, that our religion is the authentic religion.
And also one more question.
I'm sorry, yeah.
One more question. If a person can get Nevuah, like let's say for example Shaul, you know that you can get Nevuah, why did he have another case, PTM him back a specific Nevuah? Why do you have Shmuel tell Shaul and Nevuah, if Shaul, you know, can
Right, as opposed to what Hashem appeared to him.
Yeah, if he was here.
So again, that's exactly the proof to this the Yisod of the Rambam, the proof of the Yisod of the Ramban, that there's quite a distinction between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevuah of Shanavi, and even further than that. And then take a look at all the Nevi'im in general, throughout Tanakh, by the way, you see this, they had to produce all kinds of signs in order to justify, in order to convince others of the efficacy of the of their authenticity as a Nevi'im. Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not why Tzadik so believes him. They didn't believe him because of all the signs. It's true, he did produce signs at the very outset. In this week's Tasha, Shmos I'm talking about, they do find that. That's the reason why Klal Yisrael believed it. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu produced signs, it was not to bring a proof regarding the fact that he's a Navi who's authentic, a Navi who's true. That's not the reason at all. Whatever signs or whatever Nisim he did was simply because they had to be done at a particular time that it was done. Kriyas Yamsu, because of the fact the Egyptians are pursuing them, there's a need to eliminate that. And you're talking about, let's say, the idea of we needed food in the desert, so Hashem provides man. But these are all primarily for specific reasons why all these osos had to be performed. But at the end of the day, Klal Yisrael believed Moshe Rabbeinu, his level of work, because of Ma'amid HaSinai. And no one else saw, even Lashon HaRambam, he says here in Perek Ches, he said, Uvameh Minu Bo, the Ma'amid HaSinai, She'enenu Ro B'lo Zar, was named Shomu B'lo Acher, and Moshe Rabbeinu entered the Arafel, and Moshe was told X and Y, etc., etc. So you see clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was not based on at all signs and simanim, the way Nevi'im and Tanakh in general, their entire Nevuah is founded and grounded to a certain extent on simanim and on osos. That's not the case with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, again, that initially Hashem told him to do osos, and Hashem told him, don't worry, they'll listen to what you have to say. Moshe Rabbeinu knew, however, that that's not going to be the basis of his Nevuah. That's what he himself remonstrates with Hashem. They're not going to believe me, and they won't trust me. Till Hashem tells him that these signs that you're going to perform are only till when? Till Yitzias Mitzrayim. Once Yitzias Mitzrayim takes place, and you're going to be in Har Sinai, there's no question. There's no need for any signs, for any simanim. On the contrary, the only sign is going to be is they're going to stand on the Har Sinai and receive the Torah. That's the only sign that's going to be. So it comes out that again, as I said, that Moshe Rabbeinu, in that respect, is very, very. The Rambam here has a long arichas on this topic, both here and on the Ruchim. And again, that's why you cannot deny it all the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. His Nevuah is sweet, generous. His Nevuah is unique. It's not based on Oso. It's not based on Mosim. The Rambam actually, even here at the end of Parashat Sotah Torah, he's very interesting analogy. So he compares Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, to Edom. What's the din? Why do we believe two Edom? Could you tell me why? Why should we believe two witnesses who come and testify to something and Chazal the Pasuk? Al Pishnayim Be'im Yachum Dover, Al Pishosh Be'im Yachum Dover. Why is that so? So the answer is because that was apparently what the Torah has told us, that that we have to give credibility to one Eid doesn't have that kind of credibility, so not in Yoni Mama, only to Pchai Veshua, but two Eidim have credibility. And Moshe Rabbeinu is similar, that that somehow Hashem declared that at a certain point in time he has credibility. He went through all the stages of being an apprentice, as it were, or if you will, someone who was a lower Madrega, then he went to a high Madrega until he became the Navi par excellence of Moshe Rabbeinu. But every Navi cannot become that way overnight. It's a whole process of an interview. They have to go to Navi school. I don't know exactly what they teach over there completely, but whatever it is, they have to go through an entire process before they become Navi'im. And something I don't want to read you one Rambam that I alluded to earlier. The Rambam says, "Ein hanevuah chala perek zayin el al chacham gadol b'chachma gibor b'midosav b'lo yehi yitzro misgaber alav b'davar ba'olam." He has no yitzhara, or he's conquered the yitzhara. Elohu misgaber b'daitol yitzro tamid. Bal der v'chava v'chonan mod. Adam shu memula v'chalamino zehelo. Shalom migufo. It also has to be physically looking as a fine specimen of a human being. Sheikon is a paradise. He has a whole thing. Mumiskadish v'holeich u'porish v'dakei klal ha'am. He's not someone who's going to be spending his days running after materialism, but rather holeich u'mizar z'atzma m'lami nasho sholtiya machshava klal v'dechem medvaram b'teilim. He's not engaged in anything of that nature. V'lomi avoli azman iladayk d'tom v'priya. He is focused solely on Hashem Yisbarach. At that moment, he becomes almost like a kind of malach, a kind of, shall we say, angel. V'nepach li'yishacher, and nisal al-shvad ha-shab adam. By Shaul HaMelech, you have a similar kind of relation. But obviously, our madregas in the war. The different Nevi'im with different levels, different madregas in the war. The Rambam himself writes, ha-Nevi'im malos, malos, saying, just like you have when it comes to Chachma, one person is a bigger Chachma than the other one. So it's a manavua. One person is a bigger Navi than the other one. And obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu achieved the highest level. And that's what he writes. He says, all this, as I said, relates to all the Nevi'im, Chutz, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shekhar Nevi'im. And he tells you the differences that every Navi sees Bachalom or B'marek. Moshe Rabbeinu is completely and fully aware. His faculties are totally alert, unlike the other Nevi'im that can fall into a state of, shall we say, a semi kind of, I don't know, stupor of sorts. They all see through a malach, they see Mishalim, they see Chidos, Moshe Rabbeinu is a direct kind of vision with Dibur Hashem Moshe Panim upon him. And this is a fundamental distinction of Moshe Rabbeinu, as I said, not like other Nevi'im who may be frightened, who may be behola. Moshe Rabbeinu is not Dival, not behola. This is again the very fundamental distinction. It's one of the Igri Adas. The Nevi'im of Moshe Rabbeinu is markedly different than that of Shah Nevi'im, and that's of the two Igri by Nevi'im. This is the second Ikra. The first is that Hashem causes human beings to prophesy, and that we all hope and pray that all of us should become the Nevi'im. But secondly, the Nevi'im Moshe Rabbeinu was obviously in a class or category by itself. Okay. You'll take the Tanakh back also. Thank you very much.